You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio here in the Shoe Swap. The Voice's content is produced by volunteers, and broadcast is made possible through the efforts of members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Consider being a regular donor to The Voice, starting for as little as $5 monthly. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. While you're there, check out our broadcast schedule, become a member, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, I replay my 2013 interview with gypsy jazz musician Willie Gaw, who passed away late last year. Up next, Willie introduces a Django composition he found particularly challenging.
Hungaria is... I really can't say much about where it came from.
Okay, well, why do you like the tune? Where are we going to listen to it?
I like the tune because it was so hard for me to learn how to play it. And when I first heard the tune, Jacob Veerberg introduced Hungaria to me. He said, let's try this tune. And for some reason, I couldn't get it together to play this song. And it's not that it has hard chords. It doesn't. I just couldn't get it together.
It's the rhythm?
It's the rhythm. It's incessant. It drives. It's a real driving tune. But the reason I love it now, there are a few phrases in this song. And... Jacob Veerberg captured those phrases just like Django did, and so I can hear it, you know, running around in my head. And so when I play that tune, when that thing comes up, it just makes me feel good when that phrase comes up. So a lot of tunes that I like because of small phrases, you know, little passages, maybe 5, 6, 8 measures of the song, and it makes it for me. And every time I hear it,
stuff that makes the hair on the back of your head stand up.
There you go. Say this is my favorite song. Django's Tiger, when I look on my playlist on my computer, this one's got a million on it. When the war ended and the Hot Club got back together again, and they were in France and or in England. I'm sorry, they came back to England to do a recording, and Django's Tiger was just something that Grappelli and Reinhardt just jammed, and they recorded it, and it took, and they kept it, and it's all it is those two guys, and it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Came a point where Richard said to me that I had to get another teacher because he can't teach me what I want to know, and so just suggested to me that I go to swing camp because there was a Django Reinhardt course at the swing camp in Sorrento.
Right.
So I signed up, and the teacher's name was Michael Dunn. He's a luthier out of Vancouver, makes some beautiful guitars, and he was the teacher. Well, I left swing camp really not much further ahead. I didn't grasp what I was taught there. It didn't come through to me. I just couldn't get. And what I couldn't get was the technique for the rhythm players called La Pump.
La Pump.
Yes, and it's like an engine, you know. And pump, that came about because there's no drummer.
Yes.
When Django started this, it's a string band. So he needed to have somebody holding that down. So the guitar held that down. And Richard suggested I find Jacob Veerberg, because he heard that Veerberg was playing some gypsy jazz with a teacher from Vernon called Neil Fraser, who's a really fine jazz guitar player. And so I thought, okay, that's it. That's my mission, to find Veerberg. So I was going to Acorn Music with my son, Liam, to take violin lessons. And pretty much every Tuesday I saw Jacob Veerberg, only I didn't know that was Jacob Veerberg. I just thought it was some guy with big hair. And I didn't approach him. I wave at him from my car, sitting in the parking lot at Askew's waiting for my kid, and that happened for about 3 weeks, until finally, one afternoon at Gordy Milne's house up in Sunnybrae, I walked into the house and there was Jacob Veerberg sitting there, and I introduced myself and he introduced myself and I said, "You're Veerberg?" He said, "Yes, I've been looking for you forever." "Why?" "Well, you play gypsy jazz, right?" He said, "Yes, I do, kind of." And I said, "Well, so do I," even though I really didn't have a clue. But I had learned how to play nuage a little bit. And we sat down together. And that was the beginning of me learning how to play with this young man.
That was I'll See You in My Dreams, featuring the gypsy jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt. Up next, we hear Them Their Eyes, featuring violin by Django's collaborator, Stefan Grappelli.
Just Django himself, he was prolific. I don't know how many tunes he recorded that were his exactly, but there were a lot.